In the last 10 years, our field has gone from an unknown specialty to a household name. This brings unprecedented opportunities, but we need to rise up to meet them and give our patients the care that they deserve. In order to help others get better, we need to be better. This podcast will help you to become more confident with your patients, more successful in your practice or business, and a leader in pelvic health. And we're going to have some fun along the way. Join us as we rise together. We're Jesse and Nicole Cozine, founders of Pelvic Sanity Physical Therapy and the creators of the Pelvic PT Huddle. And this is Pelvic PT Rising.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Pelvic PT Rising Podcast with Jesse and Nicole Cozine. It is a Thursday shorty. I have not gotten to do one of these in a while, and I am really excited to be talking with you guys about marketing. This has been on our mind, obviously, a lot over the last 6 weeks. Nicole and I have been putting together our Marketing for Pelvic Health course, and that is actually releasing, if you're listening on the day this comes out, it is being released today. So that is now available. We've been thinking about it. We've been talking about it. We've been going through it with our mentees, and I am so excited to bring this to you. I really do think that this is the missing piece for so many of you out there who have a pelvic health practice who are not full. I mean, basically, this is the course for you if you don't have a wait list, if you don't have a consistently full schedule, you're not seeing everybody you want to see each week, and you're not seeing your perfect patients. And so this is what that's designed for. And so we really do believe that we want every single practice owner out there to be full with a wait list every single week, super consistently. And ultimately, that means that more patients are getting helped. We're reaching out into the community. We're expanding the pie. That's why I get so excited about marketing, is it's a big mindset shift. We're not marketing in order to fill our schedules necessarily, although that's obviously an important thing in our business. But we're marketing so that more people are able to find out about how they can get help. That's the thing that really lights a fire under us and gets us up every morning, is wanting to get out there and help more people find out about pelvic floor physical therapy and be able to resolve symptoms that they're just living with, that they've been dismissed with, that they've told their OB about and have been kind of brushed off. Those are the kind of people we're able to help when we start to market right. And I just want to reiterate, if you are running a practice or thinking about running your own practice and your schedule's not full, it's not your fault. Until now, no one is really talking about this. You don't get this stuff in PT school. This is not something that you're actually trained to do. This is stuff that is changing all the time. It took us years to really get this stuff down for us at Pelvic Sanity. And that's with us thinking really deeply about it and having to fill the schedules of multiple other physical therapists on our staff. And so this is not, you know, something that should be common knowledge. And I feel like we're usually either pulled into, you know, maybe you've seen people market in a past insurance-based practice, where, you know, hey, it's going out and buying lunch for the physicians and making sure that Blue Cross Blue Shield puts your name on their list of providers. And that's it. Like, that's what marketing is for a lot of insurance-based practices. That is not what we're talking about here. It's also not the kind of marketing that you hear being talked about in like the sports and performance world, where there's a lot of really smart people who have built really great practices thinking about that and going after the marathon or the weekend warrior, being able to go out and do all these workshops at CrossFit, right? You don't get to go into a CrossFit box and ask people who have interstitial cystitis to raise their hands, right? It is different. It is different when we're talking cash-based. It is different when we're talking pelvic health. A lot of those things that everyone is espousing out there don't work in our particular niche. And that's what we found when we were growing. I mean, we can take principles from different things. We can always be looking and saying, how does that apply to us? But no one's putting out anything that actually applies and actually has been shown to work in pelvic health. And that is why I'm so excited about this. I want all of you out there who are running your own practice to be able to treat the way you want, to see the patients that you want to see, to work with your ideal clients, and to be able to get them in the door and not be stressing every single week about what your schedule is going to look like. And so these are the tactics in this course that have worked for us at Pelvic Sanity. We end up seeing 70 to 90 evaluations every single month in order to keep our staff full. And that's in a quote-unquote saturated market. where there are 30 plus pelvic PTs within a 20 mile radius of us. So we've had to explore all of these different things. We can't rely on just one method of marketing. We're one of the few clinics who's had to try all of these different channels because we have to. It's that competitive here where we're at. And this has also then worked for 50 plus of our mentees across the country. So we've not only seen that it worked for us, but been able to implement it for other people and seen the growth that it's had in people. Some of our mentees started off with 1 to 2 patients a week, were about ready to close their business and are now hiring their second PT, their staff member, their admin a year later because of these tactics. So a lot of things that people, like the excuses that we hear, and these aren't necessarily ones that you're saying out loud, but these are a lot of the limiting beliefs. And what you know, if you're listening to this podcast, we are all about debunking some of these limiting beliefs. But limiting belief, I don't have time. I don't have time to market and see patients and do all the back office stuff that I need to be doing at my clinic. I just don't have the time. I don't know what to focus on. Where do I even start? There's so many options out there. I'm feeling overwhelmed. I don't like selling, or I'm not good at selling, or I can't talk about myself. I can't sell like that. This is a really important one and one that we really have to hit head on. I see it so often in our mentees that is a huge limiting belief is like, that's not me. I didn't get into physical therapy to market and sell. And that's 100% true. But unless we're able to do that, we're not helping the patients that we should be able to help. I'm not good with social media or technology, right? This is a big one that holds some of us back. I don't have a million Instagram followers. I don't have a platform. I'm not great with all this technology and all these different apps that I am told that I'm supposed to be using, right? And I shouldn't have to market. This is one that I think is a soundtrack that's in the back of our minds a lot of times. I shouldn't have to market. I'm a great PT. People should recognize that. Other providers should recognize that and send me patients. Why should I even have to market? I know a lot of times we don't say that out loud, but a lot of times that really is a soundtrack in the back of our heads. And it can be completely true. But if you're not being able to get out there and tell people about that, they're not going to find you. That's the reason that we had VHS tapes instead of Betamax. Betamax is better technology. It's a better system. And it wasn't marketed well. And so the history is full of better clinicians or better products or better ideas that fall by the wayside because they are not marketed well. And so I want to start when we talk about marketing with this mindset shift. We're not doing this to fill our schedules. We are doing this so that more people can find out about what we can do as pelvic health practitioners and get help. That's it. Everything that we're doing with marketing is helping more people find relief from their symptoms and realize that there's help out there. And marketing is hugely important. It's one of the 4 major roles of your business. If you guys have been following for a while, we talk about this as one of the big challenges of starting your own business, right? You become 4 different roles overnight. You have to do the patient care, which is the only role of those 4 that you're actually trained for, is the patient care side. You have to do the back office stuff, the accounting, all of that. You have to do the admin, the front desk stuff, the scheduling and the getting evaluations to book. And you have to be the marketing director for your practice. And that's a big, big change from where most of us are before going into practice for ourselves. So wanted to talk with you guys really quick about the 10 biggest marketing mistakes that we see. And then I'm going to talk to you a little bit about how what we think this course is going to do for you guys who are on the fence or listening and really wanting to have that full schedule, wanting to get to that happy as a little clam, wanting to not feel like you're hustling, wanting to not worry about what your schedule is going to look like each and every week. So the first big mistake that we see is just paralysis, not marketing, because you don't know where to start. There's too many options. You're overwhelmed. You have all these other things going on in your business. How could I possibly, where do I even start? Right? So if that you recognize a little bit of that in you, you might have that paralysis. The second big mistake is that we see is focusing exclusively on social media. Hey, one more Instagram post, one more Facebook Live, not realizing that these social media platforms are national, international platforms. They're not local. And unless we're using them in a local manner, another Instagram post to the same 200 people who are following you and saw your last 10 is not going to move the needle, no matter how well you write it. And we start taking too much time. We start worrying about what other people are going to think. We start worrying about how pretty it is and spend all of this time on something that's not really moving the needle in our business. The next mistake is the shotgun approach, where you're trying everything, right? If you are focusing, hyper-focusing on Instagram or Facebook, this is the opposite, where you're trying everything you can think of, but you're not sticking with anything long enough for it to actually make difference or actually see what's working. So you're trying to do this workshop and meet with this practitioner and buy this person lunch and go over here on social media and post in this community Facebook group, and it's all just too much. And we can't do all the things all the time, and we're never seeing what actually works and moves the needle in our marketing. Another mistake is depending on past doctor or referral sources in your new model. And a lot of our mentees slam headfirst into this wall of, hey, I've had a great relationship with these doctors for the last 10 years. They've referred me patients. They know me by name. They specifically say that they, when they come to my practice, they should see me at this insurance-based practice. So of course, when I leave and I go and I start my cash-based practice, they're going to continue sending everybody to me because they know how great I am, right? And that is a rude awakening for a lot of our mentees who really depended on those relationships as they were starting off, when a lot of times those relationships and referral sources don't survive the change in model to a cash-based practice. This is why cash-based marketing is so different. The next one is buying lunches. If you guys have been listening to us for any length of time, I hope that one is not one that you're doing. But buying lunches, going in and buying lunch for an entire staff of people so you can maybe have 5 minutes in front of a physician. And it flows into the next mistake, which is begging for scraps, which is what that feels like to me. That's begging for scraps. You're going to these meetings, you're arranging these meetings with other providers, and you go in with your hands out and saying, hey, could you please refer me some of your patients? Hey, this is the pelvic floor, and look at these articles, and look at all the ways that I can help. Can you please send people to me? Instead of approaching them as equals and leading with value and actually building a long-term, mutually beneficial relationship and finding your tribe, you're approaching with your hands out, almost like we're begging for scraps. Number 7 is doing things for marketing that you hate because you should be doing them, quote unquote. You should be doing this. Somebody said that I needed to be doing this, so I need to be on Instagram. I need to be on Facebook. I need to be on LinkedIn. I need to be meeting with practitioners, even though I hate doing that and setting them up. I need to be doing these workshops, even though those aren't really my people. I need to be talking with doulas, even though I want to be focusing on chronic pain patients. Or I need to be doing chronic pain stuff, even though I want to be focusing on pregnancy and postpartum. Like all of those things, a lot of times we get caught doing things that we really hate, we're not good at, we don't enjoy, because we feel like we should do them. And there are some times when those things move the needle, but a lot of times, if you're doing something you really dislike, A, you're not going to be good at it, and B, you're not going to keep it up. So why pretend that we're going to be an Instagram guru when you hate having your face on Instagram? It's just not going to happen, but a lot of us get trapped in that feeling like we should, instead of actually taking a step back and saying, what are we going to be good at? Number 8 here is chasing the shiny object. There's so much information and frankly misinformation out there. And it's just a lot of it's noise. You know, all the, I don't know if you guys get the same ads that we get, but here's this system to get 30 new patients a month. And it's just such BS. If these people had a system to get 30 new patients a month, you know what they would have is a thriving cash practice. They wouldn't be depending for their livelihood on selling other people on this method that they've never actually implemented themselves. And so we end up chasing that around, right? Oh, I need to be doing SEO. What am I doing for that? I need to be updating my website and writing a blog. I need to be on Facebook and Instagram and doing reels and TikToks. I need to be doing this latest dance, whatever that is. I need to be on whatever the newest social media platform is, right? We're chasing the shiny object, and we're not doing that deliberately. We're doing that as just like a knee jerk. Oh, I have to be doing that. Somebody else is having success with that. I heard that this is a really big new thing. I need to do that. Chasing the shiny object. Number 9 is neglecting your current and your past patients. These are people who already know, like, and trust you. Hopefully, if you're doing a good job, they already know, like, and trust you. So when they drop off or when you haven't seen them in a while, are we doing something to re-engage them? Or are we constantly going out and trying to replace that with a new patient, which is going to be the highest intensity thing that we have to do, is going out and finding a new patient. What if we could bring some of those people back in? What if we could do internal, no pun intended, marketing to our people? And number 10, this is the thing that I think ultimately summarizes all of this, is not having a true written marketing plan. Like an actual thing we can go back to and say, hey, I've got some time today. What is it that I need to be doing? And so that's really where we wanted this marketing for pelvic health course to come in. We wanted it something that was going to be specific to pelvic health because it is different. it's not the same as ortho. It's not the same as sports performance. It's not the same as peds. It's not the same as anything else. It is totally different. Our patient population is different. How we talk to them has to be different. Where they hang out is different. All of that stuff is unique to pelvic health. It has to be specific to cash-based physical therapy because it's not just signing up for insurance contracts and waiting for people to come because you're the closest insurance-based provider to them, or going out and buying lunch for the other insurance-based physicians to send their insurance patients to you. It is different, and we need it to be comprehensive. There are strategies in all of these different areas, and we need to be looking at the whole picture. We can't just be myopically focused on, oh, I'm going to do Instagram, or, oh, I'm going to meet with practitioners, or, oh, I'm going to do these workshops. We need to be looking at the whole picture and deciding what is going to be our priority. What do we like doing? What are we good at? What moves the needle? What actually gets people calling the clinic? And so you'll need this actual plan. And so that's the thing that I'm really excited by with this course, is we go through everything that we do here at Pelvic Sanity that we've tried over the years that are bringing in those 70 to 90 patients every single month consistently to keep everybody's schedules full. And so we want you to work through that to see all of the different options, all of the different ways you can market, and you'll actually come out of the course with your own unique one-page marketing plan that's going to prioritize all of the different things you can be doing, that's going to actually set that into something you can do consistently. So it's not something you have to spend 10 hours a week on. You can do this in as little as 1 hour a week if that's all that you have to allocate to this. But you're never going to be sitting around and wondering, ooh, what do I do next? Where do I go from here? What is it that I can possibly do to move the needle? You're going to have that written down. You're going to know. You're going to be able to go back to that and say, hey, this is how I can consistently build my schedule, consistently market my practice, find the right people to come in the door, build my schedule, have that wait list, and get that kind of consistency that really is. It is the engine that drives your business. Getting to the phone to ring is the engine that drives everything. This is just so important. I think this is going to be really transformative for those of you guys who are out there listening. If you are listening again on the day that this comes out, Thursday the 21st, this is going to be available today. So check it out, pelvicptrising.com/marketing. I'm going to put that link in the show notes, pelvicptrising.com/marketing. But you can go through everything that we're doing there. We go through local SEO, we go through practitioner marketing, we go through patient marketing, through internal marketing, how to find your tribe, how to actually rock a practitioner meeting and not go in begging for scraps, but go in as an equal, providing value back and forth there. We talk about paid advertisement. We go through basically everything that we have done here at Pelvic Sanity and that we have taught to our mentees that we have seen work. We've proven it over and over again in cash-based pelvic PT and OT practices. And I think it's going to be really transformative for a lot of you guys out there. So I am really fired up about this. I'm really excited. Cost-wise, if you guys are in that first, you know we always want to do something great for those of you who kind of take that leap, our early adopters who trust that what we're putting out is going to be great. So it's $100 off when you get it in the next week. Get it before the 29th in this initial time. And $100 off, it'll be $850 then. It'll be $950 after that. So that will be the pricing of it going forward. And honestly, you guys know I don't talk a ton about like, oh, ROI on this, or, you know, invest in yourself, all of that stuff. But we really want this to be just an absolute no-brainer. You know, if each patient comes in for 6 visits and you're charging $150 a visit, each patient you bring in is worth $900 to you. So one patient from this course, if you get one idea that brings in one patient, this course has paid for itself. If you bring in one patient every month for the year, that's more than $10,000 of new patients. And I would be shocked, honestly, if you went through this material, implemented it, and only saw one new patient a month because of this. There's just so much out there, then so many different ways to do this. You can be more effective. You can reduce the amount of time you have to do this, reduce the amount of roller coastering where, oh, you do all this stuff and then you stop marketing for a little bit and then it falls right back down, or you have a couple of full weeks in your schedule and then it crashes again. Like, we want you guys to be feeling super confident that you know the levers to pull to go out and get patients to come in the door, that they're the right patients, that they're the people that you want to be working with and seeing, so that you can have a really consistent schedule, a wait list, and a business that you can really count on. So I hope you guys, if you are running your own practice and you're not yet full and you don't have that wait list, I really think this is going to move the needle for you guys in your business. So again, that was pelvicptrising.com/marketing. That is open today. If you guys have questions about it, you can always shoot Nicole a DM. You can always send us an email about it, but we're going to be sending out an email blast about it all. You'll see more information in the show notes, but go ahead and check that out. And I hope this has been really helpful for you. So regardless of whether or not you're going to be in there, if you recognize that you're making some of those mistakes or that you have some of those limiting beliefs in your mindset, those can be huge. And so even just recognizing that and getting on the right path, I think is going to be so important. But if you can get that one page actual marketing plan, if you can go through and know exactly what it is that moves the needle in your business, I think it's such a powerful tool. So if you guys have questions about that, let us know. We always want to keep this conversation going, and let's continue to rise.